Reishe Sif Aleph. Hayirok is mevor pri adama. Things that grow out of the ground, and the tree does not remain from one year to the next. We make a boy pri adama. Vafil bishlam, even if they're cooked. V'chein kol peiris v'kitnias shetoivim chayim v'rishalim. Any type of fruit, vegetable, beans that are edible, whether people eat it, whether it is raw or cooked, mevarch aleim la'ach b'shulam ki v'chosen haruyu lehem koydim b'shul. That you make the same bracha after you cooked it, before cooked it, because of your two nachatchila dika ways of eating it. Aval kara v'silka l'kruv, pumpkins and silka, some translated as spinach leaves, and kruv, it's cabbage. In those days, at least, it was not a regular thing to eat these things raw. Then when they're raw, you make a shahakol, and only when they're cooked, you make a boy pri adama. The maize today, the cabbage is normally eaten raw, and therefore you make a boy pri adama even when you eat it raw. And this Mishnah Berurah already pointed this out. And the same with lettuce. A potato is not usual to eat it raw. That would make a shahakol. Examples of things that the Mechaber brings that you make a boy pri adama when it's raw and not when it's cooked is tumi v'kalti, garlic and leeks. When they're raw, you make a boy pri adama. When they're cooked, you make a shahakol. Mishnah Berurah has a big arichas that depends on the place. Today, in many places, it's abnormal to eat garlic and onions when they are raw, and therefore you will make a shahakol if you eat them raw. Depends on the what's accepted in that area. Rama explains the mechshavi nishtan l'griyusa. They're considered by the fact they were cooked, they went down in their quality. V'afil bishlam in bosel v'nishtabchel ein asher mitzad atzon am mitzad bosel shemhem. If you cooked garlic with meat, even though it has a nice flavor, the meaty flavor got into the garlic, but l'maisa mitzad, the garlic, it went down in chashivas. If you put a garlic in a soup, it doesn't have much taste left to it. So here also, the taste that remains is more from the bosel and not from the shulman, therefore you make a shakl. But the Mishnah says, what happens if you fry onions, garlic in oil or butter, then you make a bar pri adama, because over there it's not just agav, some other food. You're being mashbiach the garlic and onion itself, and then you would make a bar pri adama.